Something of the salt sea yet lingered in old Bildad's language, heterogeneously mixed with scriptural and domestic phrases. "Avast there! Avast there, Bildad! Avast now spoiling our harpooneer!" cried Peleg. "Pious harpooneers never make good voyagers. It takes the shark out of 'em. No harpooneer is worth a straw who ain't pretty sharkish. There was young Nat Swain, once the bravest boat-header out of all Nantucket and the Vineyard. He joined the meeting and never came to good. He got so frightened about his plaguey soul that he shrinked and steered away from Wales, for fear of afterclaps, in case he got stove and went to Davy Jones."
"Peleg, Peleg," said Bildad, lifting his eyes and hands, "thou thyself, as I myself, hast seen many a perilous time. Thou knowest, Peleg, what it is to have the fear of death. How then canst thou prate in this ungodly guise? Thou beliest thine own heart,